You. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry, lay them on people's shoulders. They will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. We have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I hear this gospel, I think of my ordination day with my dad. After I blessed my parents for the first time as a newly ordained priest, and I hugged them, and it was a very touching moment. As I was walking away, my dad grabbed me back, and he said, "That's the first and only time I'll ever call you father." Thanks be to God. And it made me laugh. Right? Because that's just how my family is. It would be really weird anyway. You know, I'm Ricky to them, as it should be. But oftentimes in life, we get fixated on stuff that kind of doesn't matter at the end of the day, right? Sometimes our egos could get hurt. And our Lord is reminding us today that he sees the good that you do every day. He knows what you are doing. So let's not be so focused on whether people notice or not, what title we have. If I'm in a position of authority, Jesus is saying, it's actually through humility and servanthood that we find strength. And that's exactly what our Lord has taught us, to do things without seeking recognition, to do things for the love of God. And if we live that out, we will be exalted in heaven one day. What was waiting for us in heaven is far greater than any title we have here on earth, my friends. Because in the eyes of God, we are all equally loved and beloved. So let's pray this morning for the grace to become more humble, that we could strive to let our egos shrink so our Lord can increase in us. So let's really, really reflect upon this right now. Where in my life is my ego still too strong? And let's reflect on that and ask Jesus to replace that with humility.